Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you. Thanks a lot for joining me and for being part of this week's live recordings on the Thistle and Shamrock.
There were 24 nobles sat down at the king's hall, and Barney Glenlogie was the flair of them all. There were 99 nobles straight through Bankry Fair, aye, and Barney Glenlogie was the flair of them there. There were 6 and 6 maidens sat down at the king's hall, Barney Jean Novotelny was the flair of them all. Didn't come Jeannie Gordon, she come tripping down the stair. She chose Glenlogie for a man that was there. Oh, Glenlogie, Glenlogie, if you'd brooks so kind, my love is laid upon you, I've told you my mind. He's turning round lightly as the Gordon's desire, saying, I'm sorry, Jeannie Gordon, I'm promised a wife. To her maidens to make her a bed, with ribbons and the napkins to tie up her heat, and a supper spake a feather, and a wise man was he, saying, oh, wed ye tit and fembrin, ye's mair gow than he. I had your tongue, feather, for this when I be, can I get me Glenlogie, for a him will I dee. Her famer sent chaplain, he's a man of great skill, he's writes a blood letter, and I condemn well, saying, a pox on ye, Logie, since it is so, my lady's love's laid on you, must she die in her woe? A pox on you, Logie, since it is time, my lady's love's laid on you, must she die in her prime? Him been amongst men, as up and speak and Logie, what does yon woman mean? Here he looks at the letter, a rain laugh could he, up Terry read over it, a tear blends his e. Go saddle me the black horse, saddle me the brown, Bonnie Jean Novotelny will be deed ere I win. But the horses when he saddled, none led on the green, when Bonnie Glenlogie was 12 miles his line. Was pale and wan was she when Glenlogie came in. Red and rosy grew she when she killed it was him. Where lies your pain, lady? Does it lie in your sight? Where lies your pain, lady? Does it lie in your heat? Oh no, no, Glenlogie, for your fair fair the pet. The pain that I speak of, it lies in my heart. Turn round, Jeannie Gordon, turn round in your side, and it's I'll be the bridegroom, you'll be the bride. And married, our tucker's been told, Bonnie Jean O'Bethelny was scarce 16 year old. Bethelny, oh Bethelny, you shine where you stand, and the heather bells around you shine off Phoebe's land. Bethelny, oh Bethelny, you shine where you stand, and the heather bells around you shine off Phoebe's land.
Jim Malcolm has always been a fan of live music recordings because he feels you just can't create that kind of an atmosphere in the recording studio. And because by the time songs get to the point of being performed on stage, they are definitely tried and tested. So he fulfilled his ambition to make a live album at the Glenfarg Village Hall in Perthshire, surrounded by family and friends. in the home of the Glenfarg Folk Club, where a source of much encouragement was always available to Jim Malcolm from his earliest performing days. We're going to travel back with him to that frosty November night, I remember it well, bathe in the warm and intimate atmosphere of the gathering during our time together here, because it's all live this week. Live and kicking, with recordings made from Brisbane, Australia to Belfast by the likes of Breton band Skolvan, Donal Lunny and Christy Moore, Capper Cayley and Frankie Gavin duetting with the late Stefan Grappelli. They are all here with a combined audience of several thousand, not to mention yourself. So let's bring on Niamh Parsons. The Irish singer was surrounded by a band of musicians she called the Loose Connections, and they broke into Man of Arran during her live performance at the Queen's Festival Belfast back in November 1991. Here they all are with Niamh singing Streets of Forbes.
Oh, they tied him to his prow, and they dragged through the streets of farms to assure the prize they
Moore on bass. Paul McSherry on guitar. The one and only John McSherry. Dave Early here behind me. Eddie Frail. Take it away, boys.
Niamh Parsons and the Loose Connections live in Belfast. We're back to Jim Malcolm's Scottish Perthshire home, and we head south to Italy with a bunch of Bretons in the summer of 2003, Skolvan. Their tune takes us in quite the opposite direction, though. It's a waltz called Trip to Sky, written by John Whelan. First of all, let's go back a little further and join the Scottish Women Tour in Glasgow, leading the choruses of Canon and Gael, the language of the Gael.
Kapeš nějaké srojek vohuje, kapen hrane v kjar fuer po njer. Kapen nyske se ganjen po njer, a ken galer i vlien po njes. Lato njok stoke gestre, kanem morhet moluje. Hinch ker galik hinch no des piane ter heves nau na chikalik kanen negain zegay doch kri haln sau stevagers is hern of
Of Suez and Shomer of Ron, Tayadish and Han in the air, Cheshito, you not to Jenna. Ahas, tap your cannon and get.
He could be he thought of the sheer, because in twain she now can and will be. He could be he thought of the sheer, because in twain she now can.
Na clonianish muisum dun. Oh, ich will kein Bad to a gute Gudra mach in a mo. Die Agnen elam schia. She has found here kein Chenduai.
Yeah.
Kings had sinned on Fallon Town, drinking the blood red wine. Where will I find a steely skipper to sail the ship of mine? And up and spake the eldest knight, from where he sat by the king's knee, Sir Patrick Spence is the best sailor that ever sailed the sea. The king has written a broad letter, sealed away his hand, and it's sent to St. Patrick's fence, who was walking on the strand. The first word that Sir Patrick read, so loud, loud laughed he, beneath this word that Sir Patrick read. A tear blinded his eye, to nod away, nod away, to nod away o'er the fame. The king's daughter in Norway, it's you must bring her home. To Norway, Norway, to Norway o'er the fame. The king's daughter in Norway, it's you must bring her home. Out this time of year to sail upon the sea, be it wind, wind, hail or sleet, our ship must sail the fame. The king's daughter in Norway, tis we must bring her home. Oh, hoist your sail, ye merry men, the good ship sails a morn. Alas, alack, my master dear, for I fear a deadly storm. A sunny old moon late yestreen, with a new moon in her arm. And if we gang to see the morn, a fear will come to harm. To Norway, Norway, to Norway o'er the fame. The king's daughter in Norway, it's you must bring her home. To Norway, Norway, to Norway o'er the fame. The king's daughter in Norway, it's you must bring her home. Sailed a league but barely three. The darkness grew, the wind blew loud, and gurly grew the sea. The anchor bracked the topmost lap. It was such a deadly storm. The waves come o'er the broken ship till all her sides were torn. O Leith, where the good Scots lost to watch their cork-heeled shin. But lang as the play was played, they wat their hearts aboon. And many were the feather beds that fluttered on the fame. And many were the good lord's sons that never mair came hame. To Norway, Norway, to Norway o'er the fame. The king's daughter in Norway, tis you must bring her home. To Norway, Norway, to Norway o'er the fame. The king's daughter in Norway, tis you must bring her home. Their hand before they see Sir Patrick's fence come sailing to the strand. Half hour, fay Aberdour, 'tis 50 fathoms deep, and there lies good Sir Patrick's fence with the Scots lords at his feet.
Jim Malcolm and a village hall full of family and friends singing with him there on the classic ballad of Sir Patrick Spence. From village hall to concert hall, we are touring through countries and time, with Dublin, Brisbane and London all still on the itinerary. join the international audiences with some clapping and singing of your own as we continue here, and take some time to join us online if you can, where you'll find a playlist this coming week at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Donal Lunny has been a towering presence in Celtic music since the 1970s. As a member of Plankstay, the Bothy Band and Moving Hearts, he helped to set the contemporary course for this music with his innovative bouzouki playing and rhythmic approach. But he's also had a tremendous influence as a producer, working on hundreds of recordings of Irish music and also sometimes on something else. His brother plays in the Scottish lineup Capper Cayley, that's Manus Lunny, and Donal Lunny has produced several recordings for them, Capper Cayley ahead, live from London. But Donal Lunny also plays in the global string band Mosaic, and we'll be hearing them recorded live in Brisbane, Australia in 2002, the album again produced by Donal Lunny. But let's go back a few years. It's going to be 1978, where Donal Lunny joined guitarist Jimmy Faulkner and Christy Moore on vocals live in Dublin for Bogey's Bonnie Bell.
As I went out be Huntley town one evening far to fee, I met with Bogey O'Kearney, and with him I did agree to care for his two best horses, or cart or harrow or or anything about farm work that I very well should know. Old Bogey had a daughter, her name was Isabel. She's the lily of the valley and the primrose of the dell. And when she went out walking, she took me for her guide down by the burn of Kearney for to watch the small fish glide. Began to swoon, and 9 long months been past and gone, she bore to me a son, and I was threatened for to see what could be done. I said that I would marry her, but that it would not do, for you're no a match for me bonny wee girl, and she's no a match for you. Now she's married to a tinker lad that comes frae Huntly town. He sells pots and pans and paraffin lamps, and he scours the country round. Maybe she's had a better match, Bogey canna tell. So farewell, ye lads, o' Huntly town, and to Bogey's bonny bell.
llegan jolojo tiñir graueros un bien ach chevere homakek ach tudun su camrio ay minche kutraivorish manche Noch gehudesh mi ganyonech dalich tsunuay Chay mistay ganan tayas tishan deskiyush zirgas muhiyam Ono gmanye hak mihum dalashich gash nachyam Onan mitrar argan labi usruak gasni suay Ahatuku kedga katam gusanjir induan Yerin sevisar atar gah kvir Doho me gvila to hoda, akam visnje. Ako minam var garach, pare u harsči me duhlju. No erhi kuhi etnachen, merach ka. Skurdans lesur u faves ilderans re Stav du kva kautrum sunar Mirig muen sun I at mish sus su Shabushir lechel berme
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Capper Cayley at the Dominion Theatre in London in 1993 for that previously unreleased live recording and now available featuring vocalist Karen Matheson, Breislach. And we heard Donal Lunny, first with Christy Moore live in Dublin, and then 2.5 decades later with the international ensemble Mosaic playing a couple of tunes from the Southern Mountains old-time style. We've heard quite a number of musicians so far this week. The number of players in this little band would outnumber them all. It's a 22-piece Celtic big band, borrowing players from lots of well-known Scottish lineups, including Blazing Fiddles, Deaf Shepherd, Old Blind Dogs, Capper Cayley, Shugel Nifty, The Poosies and on, all led by harper Carina Hewitt and pianist Dave Milligan. They are the Unusual Suspects and this is their big set. Unusual Suspects live on tour in the UK in 2004. Carina Hewitt and Dave Milligan put together that incredible 22-piece Celtic big band. The Thistle and Shamrock comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Fiona Ritchie production. Look for a playlist online in the week following each broadcast when you connect with us through our website at thistleradio.com. And you can also write to us, sending us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we will send you a set of recent programme playlists. This programme's been live and kicking. Just write to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. To the Connemara Coast Hotel in the west of Ireland now, where we have a chance to witness a very special musical meeting between Frankie Gavin, Irish fiddler, and jazz violinist Stefan Grappelli. Their meeting ground was this set of Kerry Dances. On the web at thistleradio.com, the Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.